Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So the question is this: what's the condition of our soldiers? I mean, if there's World War III going on, and you heard in the beginning of this program that, you know, Jim Baker had a vision, a prophetic dream about a draft is going to be happening that people don't want to go to, a war is going on. But look, I want to give you some encouragement here. Here are, I believe, Marines, and they're in uniform, and guess what they're doing? They're worshiping the Lord, John. It is so powerful. They call it, you know, real men worship, and they're singing the song, "Lord, I lift your name on high." It's going to encourage you. Take a look. So awesome. Listen, God is moving. I mean, we're seeing him move.
Yes.
I mean, when I walked into the Dream Center, let me just tell you something. When I walked into the VFN Dream Center a couple Sundays ago, maybe the 10th, I don't know. But when I walked into the Dream Center, I thought there was a fire going on. I really did. I'm smelling like smoldering fire, you know, and I'm immediately walking into the control rooms and different areas and saying, "Listen, is there a fire?" And they're going, no. And I began to look for it, and the Lord showed me that he was letting me smell the fires of revival, the smoldering fires of revival. I mean, I got a powerful, it's exciting what God's about to do. Then all of a sudden he switched. That's what this offer is about today. Get this offer, because I'm talking about what the Lord is saying, and it's just yours for any amount whatsoever to partner with us for what we're doing, because we're just getting started for what, you know, by God's grace, what he's called us to do. And all of a sudden, we begin to see the outpouring of God's glory. We're designed. I mean, think about this. You know, anybody that has anything, a negative viewpoint of the presence of God, is like, what do you think heaven's about? Heaven is about the presence of God 24/7.
That's right.
But you probably never experienced it before if you're feeling that way, but there's your design for the presence and the glory of God. There's nothing like the glory of God. And so God just began to move powerfully and just began to hug folks and meet folks and minister to folks. And just great things are taking place. I want to encourage you. I mean, are you tired of just dried out dead religion? You know, religion is hanging around the cross. Christianity is getting on the cross. It's saying, God, I want everything you have. That's available for you. It's available for you. And there's plenty of men and women of God that are hearing from the Lord right now. You need to first encourage the folks where you're at, but they're not going to go after God.
That's right.
Go after God.
That's right.
You're as close to God as you want to be. And if you can't find a place, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you.
That's right.
Maybe that's for you. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and you can find out about us, and you can find out how you maybe want to become a member. Listen, you got to get somewhere, get connected, and get rightly related, because what's about to happen, it's going to be the worst of times, but it's going to be the best of times. I mean, we talk about how awesome it was for the prophet to be provided food from a raven and meal from a widow, you know, food from a widow, but he was in the midst of a famine when that was going on. There was an economic crisis going on during that time. And what we always talk about is the provision that God had for his people during that time. But we have to remember that happened in the context of an economic crisis and a drought taking place. Which means this: the bad time could be an economic crisis. It could be a drought. It could be riots and those type of things. But simultaneously, you can be like Elisha, with a widow taking care of you, with ravens bringing you food, with the kingdom of God expanding. That's our God. Our God knows those who are his. This is what he said. He said this when he was going to bring judgment on a particular people. He said, I want you to first go through all them folks, all those that are mine, and I want you to put a mark on them. I want to put them before anything happens. Put them. Why? Because God doesn't do this. He sends judgment to be happen through his angels. And we're not talking about final judgment or anything. We're talking about discipline type things. And so he put a mark on every one of the ones who was walking rightly before God. And what happened? When he dealt with the nation, he did not, his people, his angels did not deal with the ones who had the mark on them. I mean, God's specific. This is who, this is how, he's not going to hurt you. He loves you. He's a plan for your life. And even the hard times coming to your neighbor who might not have been walking to God, it's not because God hates them, it's because God loves them and he wants them to be saved and not to be lost and not to have eternal separation from him where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth for eternity. He's trying to, he wants to save us from that. So he is a good God. And I want to encourage you. God is, we're beginning to see just this awakening, the smell of revival, the tangible glory, the presence of God. We're seeing hearts changed and people all of a sudden just go, you know, I don't want anything to do with sin anymore. I just want to tell everybody about how good God is. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Are we not seeing this?
Absolutely. We're seeing people in just everyday life come to God. You know, we had an intern in our in studio who just shared with someone in the neighborhood that God loves them. And the young man was absolutely so surprised. He gave his life to the Lord. I mean, there's people out there that want to know that God is real and that he loves them and his heart is for them. And we get to tell them. We get to tell them the great news.
And just like the, you know, you'll, this particular offer we have up for you, because we can't tell you everything, but is it talks about the Jesus movement and what God did during the Jesus movement that took place, the Jesus people movement. He just began to touch everybody's heart. All of a sudden, where it was difficult to tell somebody about the Lord and them to get saved, all of a sudden they're wanting to get saved. Mm-hmm. It's not like all of a sudden you became some supernatural person that you could do everything. It's the fact that God began to touch the hearts of men and soften their hearts. And he's shown me a huge harvest that's coming. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of folks. And it wasn't because we're going to preach some great message. All we had to do was say, come.
Come.
Because God had prepared their hearts for the harvest. This is the question. Are you prepared to receive the harvest? That was my question. My question was, when God was showing me this night vision, it wasn't the fact that it was this. Can we absorb this? Can you absorb the harvest? Do you have what it takes to be able to train folks up, relate them to God, hear his voice, to learn how to abide with him and launch them into their destinies? You can prepare. But if you don't, come to the VFN Dream Center. We will help you do that. That's what we do. We will help you do that. We will empower you.
We will welcome you.
We will welcome you. And you can go down Emmaus Road and begin to train folks up, even in your ministry and your church and what you're called to do. We're here as one church, one Lord, one Spirit, to be able to bring in a great harvest. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.